And so it is, dear Chambra and Chambra guest. We continue the energy of this day, and it's now time for our discussion, our questions and answers. Indeed, even just in these past 15 or 20 minutes of time, you perhaps felt the change, the evolution of energies as this old concept of Shiva has left. Well, even if you didn't know who Shiva was, it was still part of your makeup. There was still the part of you that believed in a creator, a God, that was somewhere out there, perhaps even in here, but that you didn't feel or know so well. So you relied on the second level of energies. You relied on the protector and the savior energies. You also relied on the destroyer energies, the two playing off against each other. You say now that this energy of the destroyer has gone, what takes its place? Nothing needs to take its place. You are whole and complete under yourself, and to have creation, you don't need destruction. That is an old dualistic concept. Creation is unto itself. It is constantly evolving. It is like a spiral. It is constantly moving and expanding. And expanding can be in and out all at the same time. You don't need the destroyer in your life anymore. Human consciousness literally doesn't need the storms like the ones that have rolled in recently. Doesn't need those. There are other ways, more enlightened ways, you might say, to achieve creation, to be in creation. It is an old concept whose time has come. Today, we have opened the door to let Shiva out of your lives, out of having to have this constant procession of good news followed by bad news, of building up followed by destruction. Get that out of your overlays and out of your belief systems. It can all be full creatorship, full expression all of the time. I'm going to answer the first question today that, wasn't asked out loud, but it goes back to our comments that we had in our last gathering about Israel. And the question has come up from so many in my homeland about the meaning of what was said about releasing Israel, letting go of Israel, even moving out of Israel. What has happened in this place, my homeland, is that the energies over a long period of time have become very stuck. You can see it in the people. You can see it in the buildings. You can feel it even in the waters of Israel. It has become stagnant. It has also gotten into its own type of parade, its own type of acting out, where there is constant war, constant tension. You were just acting out on behalf of humanity, acting out humanity's yin and yang, light and dark, creator, destroyer. But it has become so embedded in the land of Israel that sometimes it is necessary to release, to get out for a period of time, perhaps a few months, perhaps a few years, perhaps to do it in the imagination, to let go of all the overlays, to let go of the fact that you are an Israeli or an Arab or a Palestinian, to let go of Hapuru, which you are all of the same. You all have come from the same family, and you have split now into your factions. Perhaps it is time to let go of all of that, to let go of the energy holding that you still do. We have talked about energy holding. We talked to you about it when we were there. We said it is time to let go, but yet it is so ingrained in you that you continue to hold the energy. You look in the mirror and you think you are an Israeli. You think you are a Hapuru. That is old. Let it go. We said to you that some of you will physically, literally want to get out of that energy, for it is thick and it is strong, to leave, to take a vacation, to go somewhere else for a while, to get a reprieve. Then when you come back, you'll be different, you'll be fresh, you will be able to help this part of the world, this holy land, in a whole new way. So much of the focus and the heaviness and the burden of humanity right now is on this area. You don't realize it all the time, but the consciousness of religions is upon you. The consciousness of governments is even upon you right now. This weighs heavy on everything you do. Sometimes you need to get out of that vibration. Take a rest. Come over to visit Chambra in this place in the mountains. Spend some time here renewing. Go out sailing on the ocean for a month or so of time. And all the time, let go of Hapuru. Let go of Shiva. The destroyer energy is very strong in this land. With that, we would love to take our next question.
Dear Tobias, for some time now, I've been working on a technique using the frequencies of the color rays to help bring the chakras to a unified state. I'm interested in taking this into hospice work because my intuition tells me it will greatly ease the transition from the body. Will you please give me your comments on this? Thank you.
Indeed. The vibrations of colors and sounds in particular can have a very soothing effect on those who are transitioning, but you do want to be careful that it is, these are vibrations that are appealing to them, not just you. In other words, what is your musical or sound vibration, what is your color vibration may be different. And you have to go very deep within, you have to clear and go into their energy to feel it is appropriate. The colors in the human spectrum offer tremendous support in any facilitation, healing, even transition process. But we're going to ask you to also not inflict these. These are very potent energies, and it is not about inflicting them. It is about allowing them into the space, but if they were not welcome, to let them go. More importantly, the color spectrum for the human eye is quite limited. Many of you understand this because in your dream state, you dream of colors that don't possibly exist back here, and there's no way you could even begin to explain them. So if you're going to work with colors, it is important, particularly in the death and transition process, to open yourself up to a spectrum that exists in other layers and levels. You do this by clearing, taking off the illusion that there is a certain vibration range or frequency range for the colors. You can actually now begin to get into the colors that exist in the expansional energy range that exist outside of vibration. They're not green and blue and red. These are a whole new set of, a light resonance, not even a vibration, but it is a light expansion that exists. So if you're going to go play with these, play at the highest level. Use them as you would use a candle with your transitioning client. In other words, don't poke them with the candle. Don't put it in their face. Just gently place these color frequencies around your space. Using the imagination, breathing these colors in, gently place these. Then as you are working with them in hospice and they begin to make their transition, again, just a few of your new color frequency or resonance candles along the way to help guide them. But again, you don't want to inflict any of this. Also, add into the mix a bit of the soothing energies of the music, literal music that you can play, but also then start bringing in other sound resonances. And these will also assist with the transitional and the hospice work. Understand that so often in hospice, as they are going through the death stages, there is two factors that enter in. One is a fear of the unknown, but this is also served by a type of numbingness, a type of desensitizing that comes over the body and the mind. So it is important not to overly stimulate the mind and the senses at this point that would bring up back the fear energies. The desensitizing actually helps to keep the fear energies from becoming too overwhelming. So in your work with these, be very aware of how your client is reacting. And we strongly encourage you to continue doing your work. It is very needed.
As I was sitting there, and you expressed your love for us, I had a huge insurgence of love, and I felt so compelled to stand here today. And there's a myriad of questions I could draw from to ask you, but I just feel that I need to stand here and express to you that I am so ready to move into my higher self, to love the little me, but to really take charge of this new energy and expand my love and my feeling. And I just want to express my gratitude for everyone on this side of the veil and other who have blessed me in so many ways. And I just really need to stand and express that at this time.
Thank you for your courage, and thank you for taking that next step for yourself.
Thank you.
Hi, Tobias, or Adamus. I'm using all the tools we have, but just don't seem to get to a place in myself where life starts to get easier and flowing. Spiritually and materially, I'm going in circles. I'm annihilating myself financially, while spiritually I have yet to feel the bliss of my divine self. I have long since chosen to know and live my soul's passion, and now we have added the gift of clarity, but my life is as big as a muddle of 10 years ago. Why do I still restrict myself to this extent, and I don't want to be on the treadmill of hard anymore? Please give me some insights, and thank you for your guidance.
Indeed. And your question went into much of the composition of today's Shoud, and actually asking on behalf of not just yourself, but all of Shambhur, who wonder and who feel that in spite of what they have learned, that things still aren't moving. And that is why specifically Shambhur today brought in and birthed the Shambhur energy to be of more direct support and assistance to them. That's why Shambhur today also release the destroyer energy. You talk about your own progress. You talk about the enlightenments that you have had, but yet you say your life is a financial disaster. It has been destroyed or annihilated, as you said, because humans and even Shambhur continue to build and destroy, build and destroy. You build yourself spiritually, but you don't manifest it in the practical level. So release Shiva from your life. Release any destroyer energy. Let the abundance flow in. And if you find yourself continuing to struggle and continuing to have the hardships, we ask you to simply go into breathing. You are not able to, how to say, because of the various levels that you're operating on and still undermining yourself, you're not able to integrate everything together. Go into breathing. And some say that we use this as our, how to say, excuse or as our simple remedy, much as a doctor would prescribe aspirin. But the breathing eventually gets you back to a point of integration. You cannot breathe consciously without sooner or later coming back, coming into a still point, coming back into a unification point. So I'm going to ask you just to focus on some of this breathing. Let the destroyer energy go. Give yourself literal permission to enjoy life, which you still aren't doing. Sometimes you parrot the words, thinking that that will solve the problem, but now can you truly allow yourself to enjoy life and your creations? Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Tobias. It's very nice to be here, finally. I'm thinking about what I will ask since month and since days, and I'm getting my answers straight away, and it's just terrible for me because I really want to give myself this opportunity to just face you like this. And okay, I just let it falling into me right now, just out of the blue. My question is about Germany, the country where I'm born in right now. And sometimes I feel with this country, and I want to, sometimes I feel like a minister of this country just trying to get it moving, and I really want to connect with people like international more, with all of you, to just get it going finally. It's so hard sometimes for Germany, in Germany, to live there. I'm living in Frankfurt, in one of the big cities, and it's just so, it's so stuck, and I don't know what I can do.
I want to ask you very sweetly and lovingly to let go of that mission.
Thank you. I needed that.
It is a very overwhelming undertaking to try to change a country by yourself.
Yes. And it slows me down. Makes me angry.
The individual work you are doing within yourself is the most important thing. And again, it generates a type of energy, a potential that the others in your homeland can use if they choose. The land of Germany is steeped in history, and it is a very strong country and a very proud country and a very smart and even a creative country. But it has many deep wounds that go far, far back in time. In a sense, you could say in this land of Germany was an understanding of the full potential of human development. And they allowed it to develop. They allowed great things to come. But then there was a type of a backlash, a type of a feeling of guilt and shame for proceeding so quickly, a feeling that they were not worthy of these gifts, even though it could have been a tremendous blessing to share with the rest of the world. They actually allowed that Shiva, destroyer energy, to come in and destroy themselves. Germany was destroyed from within, not from the outside. And the wounds are still great, and there's still much shame there. Can you let go of your own wounds and your own destroyer and your own shame first? Then you'll have a better understanding of what to do in this grand and glorious country. We do have to say that this country is still so grand and is waking up out of its deep slumber. You're going to find things moving very fast there, and you're going to find that there are many who you would have thought would have laughed at you, would have made fun at you, of you for your heart, but that are now very open to it. What we see there is a country who is still somewhat hiding under the blankets, who is still trying to disguise or protect themselves, but who now wants to come out and once again claim who they truly are. It is a country that we feel will have tremendous economic progress, even in difficult economic times. And it is a country that has reunified itself in many ways and been an example to the rest of the world. There are still, yes, many old wounds and, as you feel, much old energy, but it is going fast. The grandest work you could do is to do it within yourself first, and you are carrying all of its burdens on your shoulder, and it is not serving you well.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for all the work that you do.
Greetings, Tobias. Why do I continue to experience so much fear in my life? I choose to release it, but it continues to make it difficult to stay in the now moment. Is there something I need to know?
Indeed. It is exactly what we discussed at the end of the show today. So often the human self, the what we call the little self, is afraid. And it is crying out. It wants your attention. You have gone on this tremendous spiritual journey, but you forgot to take care of the little human self. You didn't even leave it a babysitter. You just left it there. It is afraid. It is not sure what is happening. So the best way it gets to you is sending you fear energy. You respond to that faster than just about anything else. Go back, make peace with your human self, and bring that human self with you in this expansional journey. And you will find that the fear starts going out the door.
Hi, Tobias. I was last weekend with all of you in Reno and participated in the Ask Tobias session about depression.
Indeed.
And I'm wondering if my type of energy work, what I'm doing, especially the guiding into the imagination, if this is appropriate to work with this kind of clients. Mm. And I wanted to ask you if you please could explain me more about my work I'm doing there, and if you could help me to come out a little bit more. Thanks.
Indeed, and we're going to put that right back on you. Does your work, will your work help those who are experiencing the type of spiritual depression that we talked about? And do you feel your work will have an impact? And how do you feel about your works? You see, until you answer these questions, all we can do is agree with you. All we can do is have an uncertainty with you. You are so amazingly strong. You are so amazingly insightful, but yet you cause yourself to wonder all the time. You have developed the beginnings of an evolving program that you brought in, the energies you brought in from all over, from within yourself. But now that it is here, what are you going to do? Destroy it? Not do anything with it? Sit on it? You have to answer those questions, and we're going to demand that from you right now. Is this work valuable?
Yes,
it is. And is it the right work? Is it what is in your heart?
Yes, it is.
And what is holding you back from doing it?
I don't know.
This is a trick question. No, it is only you. There are many on earth who need this type of work right now, but your uncertainty is causing their uncertainty, and that way they can't find their way to your door. You have camouflaged your door, so to speak. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in deeply, feel the essence of this work that you created that will continue to expand and change, but you have the essence of the energy there. See yourself, imagine yourself sharing this incredible gift that you have brought in with others and also with yourself. Also with yourself. As we said in the shout, it is time to get on with it. And you know that. You know when this information started coming into you. You knew it was time to get on. But you ask your question today, actually, on behalf of so many others who have felt the work come in, but then sat on it, were uncertain about it, and that is exactly what you get, is uncertainty. The experiences, the activities in your life will continue to have an uncertainty. Where you go, where you live, how you travel will continue to be uncertain until you are certain about yourself. So, in front of Chambra and the world and God, I'm going to ask you to breathe in your own passion. You've felt that passion when you created this work. Now, breathe it in. Solidify it, ground it in this reality. Believe in yourself as we believe in you. and do your work. It is precious. Thank you for your boldness, and you knew we were going to do this to you.
Thank you.
Tobias and Saint Germain, will you please discuss the subject of the Lone Rangers as it pertains to Chambrenaud? The subject involves a story of four members of Chambre shared to the Crimson Circle Forum that has been widely debated among Chambre on the board, and also the cause of some members to come out of hiding due to the historically important message about Chambre it seems to carry. I see that it has also attracted much affection and unity among Chambre. I am thus itching to find out who the Lone Rangers really are, that they should have an effect and an impact on consciousness, so many Chambre on this forum. And hopefully you will share the message with Chambre listening across the world if this story has any importance.
Indeed, and you already know the answer because we've talked to you about it. We have a policy, even over here, of not interfering or even particularly commenting on the activities of Chambre who are engaged in dialogue in the message board. The moment we enter in, the moment we start giving our perspective, it takes away from the energies that all of you are sharing. So we don't want to make any comments. It is up to all of you. You are Chambre. You are the creators. Why ask us? Discover on your own. And again, the moment we start interfering, the next month we're going to have a dozen questions about board activities, and the next month 12 dozen questions, and the board won't be the board anymore. See? So we want you to go in and you know the answers to each one of these things. You know exactly what this Lone Ranger energy is. Go in and breathe it. Does it feel right? Does it feel truth? Does it feel balanced? Find the answers for yourself and then discuss them on the board. That is how the energy expands, and that is how you all develop and hone your own tools of wisdom and share it with others. And thank you for your question.
Dear friend Tobias, almost 2 years ago you told us that the work of Dr. Eric Pearl, Reconnect the Feeling, and the Crimson Circle would come back together again. I'm having that feeling that we or the time or everything is ready for this. And I was asking myself, can you tell us more on that, how to do that in the most efficient way, and what or how am I connected to this? What can I do?
Indeed. I'm going to ask you, all of you, to clear for a moment here, to feel the energies in the energy, to go beyond the obvious, to go into the other realms and clear so you can see what is truly happening. When we said that the work of Chambre and that of the Reconnective Healing would be coming together, it indeed has. Tremendous number of Reconnective Healers that are now part of Chambre. Many Chambre who have learned the Reconnective techniques and are using that, integrating them together. So the meld, the unification has already taken place. It is not that, it literally means that these, even workshops have to be done together, but the crossing over of venues from Chambre into Reconnective is already there. So you ask a wonderful question, but the answer has already been given.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Can you help me understand the gift of empathy better?
I'm trying to think how to put this succinctly. Empathy is the ability to feel. It is the ability to have a sense of things. It is, it is understanding based on much on your previous experience, understanding what others are going through. But truly, when you get down to it, is the ability to feel a situation. Now, empathy in the new age is the ability to feel another's pain or feel their burdens, feel their darkness, any of these things, without taking it on as your own, without playing that little trick that takes their energy and turns it into yours. It is the ability to absolutely be aware of it, but know all of the time that it is theirs. And the awareness will give you a greater understanding of its root causes, why it is there, what their energies are truly seeking. It'll give you clarity. But again, you want to be able to sense and feel without absorbing. So many of you will go into a crowded airport and have empathetic energies where you're picking up on everyone else, but then you'll also convert those into your own energy. You'll start feeling tired. You'll start feeling fearful or angry or any of these things, and you do it all the time. The empathy allows you to be the observer of feelings, of energies. And there is one way to become an empath, and is to give yourself permission to feel again. Give yourself permission. So many of you have closed down because the feelings were too overwhelming. So you close down, you close the gate and threw away the key. And it's time to give yourself permission to feel again with the understanding that you don't have to own it. Thank you.
Hi, Tobias. It's great to be back in this wonderful energy and to see everyone again. I wanted to acknowledge the allowing of this trip and how phenomenally my creations have been, because you know you've listened to me scratch and everything along the way when I was trying to control it. And I mean, it's just been beyond my wildest imaginations or my beliefs as far as how things have fallen into place. So I just am acknowledging that, but I'm wanting to ask on behalf of the Heart Flower Imagination team in San Diego if there's anything that you wish to have me carry back to them.
And carry back our love, indeed.
Yes, of course.
And carry back more than anything the encouragement. Sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes there are barriers and frustrations. Sometimes the expectations don't form into manifestations the way that you would like, and is to keep moving through, not forcing through, but keep breathing through, keep creating through. The work that you are doing, this whole group is doing it, you're keeping the ball rolling for this important area. There will be more work to do with this whole scenario of hospice and dreamwalking. So it is to encourage the group that they are absolutely on the right path. They are following their hearts, as the name signifies.
Oh, thank you very much.
Indeed.
This is actually directed to Saint Germain, but I'm not afraid to read it. Is it possible to learn to love yourself completely without outside input or without seeing yourself from another's eyes? My own opinion is that it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do. I am addressing this question to you because you report that you did this in the story you shared about being trapped in the crystal and eventually getting out. In other words, you learned to love yourself from inside the box. And I am still incredulous when I hear this. Any comments? And this is signed yours, a Shamra that you know well, I hope.
Indeed. Adamus is not available today, so I will have to answer the question after the very intense work at the Dreamwalker workshop, and the fact that Caldra never gave him a break in all this channeling. Yeah. He had to go off and rest for a bit. Indeed, actually. Adamus is working in some other realms right now, disconnected from the earth realm. There is some coinciding with this dark energy, this infusion of energy that was brought in a month ago. There were some corresponding things in what you would call other dimensions or other worlds, not even connected to the earth world. His energies have been very occupied there ever since the Dreamwalker school. We're going to ask him even to report how there are parallel energies in non-physical realities, how they work with what is happening on Earth. But I will answer the question. You can only learn to love yourself through yourself. You can never learn to love yourself through others, through the outside, because it will always, always be a false reflection. You can only learn it from within.
Hi, Tobias, and thank you. I was here 2 years and a month ago when you got a little crazy and you decided to ask us the questions. And you asked me a question, and you asked me what I wanted most. And I said, a relationship. And you said, I created it right then and there. And you told me to come back and report. Well, come next month, I'll be married a year.
Available.
And I brought him with so that he could see you for the first time.
We hope he's not too disappointed. As we said, we were posing before the shout began today, showing our energy. We dressed up a bit today for this special event.
That's all right. He's not a dress-up person either.
Indeed, and it can be this simple. It can be a matter of just stating what your creation is and then letting it unfold naturally and beautifully. One of the problems that many of you get into, if many of you believe that you can't create anything, and then even if you start to believe you can, you limit that creation, or when it unfolds in a little bit different way than what your human self, little self, expected, then you shut down the creation. But when you let it just manifest, it comes in very beautiful ways, as you have discovered. You are a creator.
Well, I have a bunch of girlfriends who want the method that I had.
It might be good to help teach them how to do this.
Tobias, I saw a documentary on TV where several divers have discovered what appears to them to be a sunken city several thousand feet down in the waters off of Cuba. The artist's rendering seems to indicate temples like those of the Mayan civilization. Could these be the remains of the temples of Tien? If so, would it contribute to human understanding and knowledge to continue to explore this area further?
Indeed, these are not specifically the temples of Tien, for the temples of Tien lie even underneath these structures underwater. Because they were, the temples, were covered up for a variety of reasons. But what they are finding are literally some of the structures and the buildings of Atlantis that are starting to slowly come up. There are many who will say, but wouldn't they go deeper and deeper? But the old Atlantean energies are surfacing, so with them come some of the old buildings and facilities. As they do more archaeological studies in this area, there's going to be, the absolute misinterpretation of the dating, particularly carbon dating, of the structures and the facilities. And the scientists, archaeologists are going to come back and say that these are perhaps several thousands of years old rather than hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years old, because any of the measurement tools that you have today do not work when you start going back far in time. The scientists would argue this, of course, but we have said recently, time, even as you knew it back in the time of Yeshua, was different than time is now. But because you're measuring it with your now systems and applying it to a dimension that was different back then, you don't truly understand how long ago things were or how time has evolved. They're going to carbon test, which is a measurement system that is not accurate. Once you get out more than about 500 or 600 years, it does not it loses its accuracy very, very rapidly, and particularly when you start going back into things that are hundreds of thousands of years old. But yes, it is, there are the remnants of the Atlantean times. The temples of Tien are, as we said, beneath that, and they are well protected for a variety of reasons.
Hi, Tobias. In a couple days, I'm leaving for Europe, striking out on my own in this new energy. I'm excited and a bit scared. I would like any good advice you can give me, or kick in the butt if that's what you have. What is it with me and Holland?
Indeed. Good advice. Travel light. We always are amazed at how much luggage Calder and Linda bring, and we say travel light, and we're teasing with you here. Be very open and to what comes up on your journeys. We don't want to give away the surprise here, but there are unexpected energies along the way for you. And be very, very aware of everything as you travel. There's going to be a tendency for the energies to overwhelm you at times, to come over you like a large wave, and to find your body and particularly your mind extremely tired beyond what you have known before. And this is not just from jet lag. This is from energy transformation and finding yourself in a new energetic space. So be very aware of that this could be happening, and take plenty of time to rest. Other than that, stay very open to the energies and understand that you're not traveling alone, that there are many others with you. The relationship to Holland, to the Netherlands, is not about the geographic location of the Netherlands, but rather about others who you have worked with before and the other realms. And you're going back to visit with family, and there could be a tremendous desire to even end up staying there.
Thank you.
Tobias, the highest in me greets you. During a worldwide meditation, I saw myself as part of a group of 10 of what we humans call aliens to come in as healers. Are there only 10 of us? And is that my spiritual family, or were we just a batch? Thank you.
Indeed. In a way, you could say you are all aliens. You all have come from other places to be here, and when you have all come here through the order of the Ark, and you've changed the way you look, you've changed your energy patterns, you've changed everything about you. So indeed, you do feel, and during the meditation you observed and felt that you are alien. The 10 that you felt were all aspects of yourself that from non-physical, non-earth lifetimes that in a sense melded together, formed together to literally provide the energy to bring you through the order of the Ark and to Earth. You are you, but your carrier, your vehicle, was 10 of your non-physical aspects coming together to provide enough energy, enough energy to get here. So that's what you are seeing within yourself. It is important to understand, though, that all of these right now should be unified together. And you should understand also that you are here for yourself. You are here for yourself. And that is a reminder for all of Chambra. You are not here to save the universe. You're not here because any of you, are in an exclusive group. You are here for yourself. Now, what you do for yourself has a phenomenal impact on everything and everyone else. But you have to do it for yourself. If you do it because you are trying to save everyone, you're going to understand some of the burdens of Yeshua carrying Savior energy. Thank you.
That's it.
Indeed, it is. So, Chambra, it has been another delightful gathering. We're going to ask you in these next 30 days to do a few things. First, breathe in the entity Shambhra. The entity Shambhra. Allow that the entity Shambhra to come into your life. It is you, and it is also all of Shambhra across the world. Breathe it in and let that energy assist you. During the next 30 days, stand behind the short wall. Stand behind the short wall. Drama is going to come up all around you. Drama about the economy. Drama about politics. Drama about some new crises that have the strong potential to surface, particularly having to do with some political leaders. Stand behind the short wall. Repeat that in case you didn't happen to hear it. Stand behind the short wall these next 30 days. While you're doing it, breathe in the Shambhra energy. The things that are happening right now are all appropriate, but the negative aspects of them don't have to affect you or your life. You don't need the destroyer energy, even if the ones on the other side of the short wall still feel they need it. And so it is.